Champions League, ole ole! Champions League, ole ole! Champions League, Champions League, Champions League, ole ole! Come on!
And now we're playing Real Madrid. Real Madrid at home.
Real Madrid at home.
Small leaf, get battered everywhere. Richard. We've done it.
History has been made.
We've done it. We've done it. Everybody in the chat, we've done it. Aston Villa are a Champions League qualified club. There it is. There it is. My God. There it is. That's it. We've won that before. We've won it before. We'll win it again. We've won it before. We'll win it again. Come on, Rich, sing with me. We've won it before. We'll win it again. We'll win it again. We're just going to sing all night. All night.
I don't think there's too much to talk about tonight on the fans forum, to be honest, Kev.
No, there's not. There's not. I'm gonna let you into a little secret, by the way, as well. In the car the other day with the kids, right? And I felt a bit like I was tempting fate. I was playing this. Can you hear that?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Europa League, the Europa Conference League, they've got their own little anthem that da-da-da-da-da. But it's nothing compared to hearing that.
There's a great little
part next season.
The actual original song is beautiful. It's like spine tingling. And I had it under the car the other day in like traffic. And I was just saying to the kids, listen, get used to this. It's coming. It's coming. Come on. Come on.
Honestly, it's just amazing. Well, we'll get into it. Obviously, we'll talk Champions League qualification, the game tonight. Obviously, it was City and Spurs. What it means for Villa. They've obviously had their awards today. We'll get into that. We've got a couple of questions to go over from viewers as well. So, as we know, it's Fans Forum night, but make sure you smash that like button. We have surpassed 3,800 subscribers. Less than 200 needed for 4,000 subscribers. Please smash the like button on tonight of all nights. Hit the subscribe button if you're new to the channel. And if you want to become a member, we're going to give away our Douglas Luiz signed Douglas Luiz print and key ring to one lucky member. Members only prize draw. So you got time on the show tonight. If you want to become a member, click the link at the top of the chat or click the join button. And if you want to donate any super chats, anything like that, all goes to the channel. An amazing night. They've qualified for the Champions League. Let's just go through some comments. I've got to go through some comments. Michelle is in the house. Duncan, evening all. We are Champions League. Kevin, Jeans, I am a believer, mate. Get in. Yes, Rachel. Richard Edwards. Yes, Champions League. Here we come, Villa boys. Brett said, what a turnaround from the Gerrard days. 100% up the Villa, says Jason. And yes. Duncan said, if you grew up in the 80s, 90s, this is simply a return to form post-Lerner. Adamski, we did it up the Villa. The sleeping giant is awake and roaring. Yes, Adamski, big hugs from down under. Blooms, does it get any better with the nose being relegated to the third division and the Villa qualifying for the Champions League? Kev, on that. I mean, Villa in the Champions League, Blues in League One, and possibly getting Steve Bruce back as manager.
Really?
Apparently he's throwing his hat in the ring if Tony Mowbray doesn't want to go back.
Wow. Well, I was thinking as well, like if you look at the next season, Aston Villa are going to be playing against the elite of Europe. You know, it could be Real Madrid, Inter Milan, PSG, Barcelona. They could be playing Crawley in the league.
I knew you were going to say Crawley. I knew it.
In the league? not in the cup. In the league? Still, the good news for Blues is with this is they've obviously got a deep history, haven't they? In the Johnston's Paint Trophy, LDV Trophy, Sherpa Vance Trophy, whatever you call it. You know the trophy you can only enter if you're below the championship.
Papa John's.
Yeah, whatever it's called. So good luck to them. Listen. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think it would be great for the city to have Blues back in the Premier League. Genuinely, and I think they'll be absolutely fine with the ownership they've got, but we have to enjoy the moment, don't we? Their relegation, us qualifying for Europe's premier competition. I think as well, Richard, it's the only the third time we finished in the top four in the Premier League and the first time since season 95-96. So some performance from this team.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, yeah. Jeff. Unbelievable. Mark, holy, we did it. We actually did it. What a season. We are Champions League. Lena says, Haaland, love from Norway. Yes, exactly. Carly, yes, get in there. Jason, up the Villa. Bronte, fantastic season. Dwight says, congrats to the boys. Well deserved. 360 World 20 Fun. What a story. Jessamy, yes, get in. Charlie S, I must be dreaming. Nick Salter, evening chaps. Incredible stuff. I've sent you a new intro. Get in there. I'll be on tomorrow. Don't you worry about that, mate. Fantastic, fantastic. And everyone in the chat, my guy, get in. Martin, get in. Start saving the cash, lads. We're going to the Champions League, baby. I am buzzing. Aaron, Champions League, up the Villa. Kuram, absolutely brilliant. Up the effing Villa. Exactly. Villa Samba, Brazil. Champions League once again, up the Villa, love from Brazil. Amazing. We had someone from Thailand on last night, Villa Samba Brazil on, Adamski from Australia, just unreal. Elliot, buzzing lads, been a brilliant season and a slog. We can relax at last. Yes, Rachel, we're in the chat as well. Yeah, mate, we can relax on Sunday, Kev. We can relax. I'm at the game on Sunday. You know, I don't know whether to do my pink stony, my yellow stony, or go fancy dress, or is that fancy dress? Probably is, to be fair.
No, Stone Island's not fancy dress for you. That's just regular. That's your uniform, isn't it? Can I just obviously there's a lot of talk about that, what this team have done wrong. I think actually the BBC Sport news, what's the sport article on Villa, their summary of what Villa have done is just brilliant, and I'll just read it out. It says, Emery turns Villa's fortunes around. Aston Villa appointed Emery. Just sit back for about 20 seconds and listen to this. Aston Villa appointed manager Emery in October 2022. That is basically 18 months ago, with the Villans 14th. That was a bit false because I think it was 16th or 17th, but we obviously beat Brentford, didn't we? Villans 14th in the Premier League, 3 points away from the relegation zone. They'd finished the previous two seasons in 14th and 17th. They'd been playing in the Championship just 3 years earlier in 2019. But Emery's turned Villa's fortunes around. Only Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal have collected more Premier League points than Villa since the Spaniard took charge. And he's set to manage his sixth different club in the Champions League after Valencia, Spartak Moscow, Sevilla, PSG and Villarreal. When you think about what we've done in such a short amount of time, with this manager and largely the same squad of players that Gerrard had, and let's be clear, a lot of the same players that Dean Smith had. It is an absolutely incredible achievement. When you look at, Sky did some analysis, didn't they, last night? I've caught up with something today because I was at the game. You know, Villa's are missing that dominating centre-half. Well, we lost him on the opening day of the season in the first half of the game against Newcastle. And he was third last season for, I think, defensive headers out, whatever the stat is. And we've massively missed that. We've obviously had our main defensive midfielder out for half a season. Cheers, take it. Half the season, who's been clearly such a linchpin, you know, in sort of holding teams off for us. We've been ravaged by injuries. Key players at key times, Tielemans, Ramsey out most of the season, Rodgers in the running when we've needed him. And you know what? Despite all of that, despite the money that Chelsea have spent, despite Newcastle finishing Champions League last season and obviously, you know, going again in the summer with some more players, despite West Ham kicking on thinking they were going to kick on from winning a European trophy, despite Man United and all the money they've spent in recent years, the list goes on. Despite Tottenham Hotspur that have got Ange and they're going to win the quadruple every season, apparently, because they had a good start. It's an absolutely incredible achievement. If he does not win Manager of the Year, I don't give two hoots about Pep winning his fourth championship. I don't care. Emery has to win that award because I genuinely think this, and I'd put money on this if I could. I don't think Klopp or Guardiola could have done what Emery's done in that timescale. He's an absolute magician, and I think I'd marry him if I could, and I'm single. So, Unai, if you're watching, I'm in. Let's go. I don't know if I could deal with a detailed analysis.
Yeah, I know.
Every single Netflix.
I wonder if he plans everything, like every meal, every like second of the day.
He'd be pausing a Netflix show 2 minutes in, going, "Look at this here. Look what they've done here." I'd be like, "No, get off." But yeah, we need to, as Aston Villa fans, really sit back and relish this moment now, because this is absolutely stunning. And I don't think any of us, even the most optimistic of fans, well, I say that in our pre-season show, I did say I thought we'd get fourth. So I'll have that, thanks. But I think, yeah, even that was probably a little bit overly optimistic. It's just incredible, Rich. It's just incredible.
Unbelievable. Sharik, cheers for the $1.99 super chat. Told you Man United wouldn't catch us, Kev.
I knew it. I was with you all the way. I think they're pony and they've been proven. Do you know what I love more than anything else about that point, Sharik? Is that look at all the media in recent months when Rio Ferdinand's saying sneak in. I'm not saying they're gonna sneak in, they'll comfortably make it.
Oh yeah, that clip.
Gary Neville saying,
Gary Neville. Oh yeah, they're going to do
Manchester United. They're going to get it.
Beat Fulham or something when, or the.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, they've got to talk up their team and stuff like that, but it was just where the basis of that opinion, where that came from, like, and even like just today, you know, the kind of incessant, and I know they've got to create a story. I know they've got to create some hype around it, but. The level of hype and analysis yesterday on yesterday's game for Villa playing Liverpool was nothing compared to what they've been saying about Spurs playing Man City and the chances that Spurs had. Like, and you just think Tottenham haven't really done anything, particularly over the last 5 to 6 weeks, to even warrant the conversation of them being, you know, a threat necessary to Villa. And they kept saying how Villa's form has stumbled and that. Yes, it has in the European competition, but I read somewhere it was 3 defeats in 13 games. So you couldn't even say that, you know, despite the injuries, despite the kind of poor performances, you couldn't even say that our form was suggesting that we would kind of lose the position. And I just, yeah, it was just so frustrating. And I get it, you know, Spurs have got, you know, big social media presence, big presence on phone-ins and all that kind of stuff. But it does grate on you a little bit when, but it doesn't matter now. We've done
Rich,
so who cares?
Rich, I'll tell you, the only teams in the last 5 games in the Premier League with worse form than Spurs are Luton and Sheffield United. That's it.
There you go. What basis did they have to get any result tonight or any result?
I know Wolves equaled it with 1 win in the last 5. I think actually as well, I think Spurs, I think they've actually got 5 defeats in 6. I don't think I can see the one before. I think it was 4 in 5 tonight. So I think it's now 5 defeats in 6. So you're right, mate. What basis? But I tell you what it is. It's because, and I don't want to feel like, you know, you get these conspiracy theories, like it's the media loving, but everywhere you look is what you see. They didn't mention it tonight. I mean, I played football tonight. Got back, put the TV on.
About 70 minutes.
78 minutes. Gary Neville. But like, this is
word to the Villa fans as well. They'll be watching this.
This is momentous. This game tonight. If that had been Spurs, right, in with Villa losing to Man City, it would have flashed up at halftime. Spurs at the moment, as it stands, Spurs in the Champions League. You know, something like that, wouldn't it? Maybe I'm being cynical, but
yeah.
I just wonder now whether we'll get the respect that we deserve. What a night at Villa Park tonight at the video awards dinner. I bet they're having
I know. They were watching it as well. Massive shout out to Rod as well with a $10 super chat. Definitely beer money. I'm not sure about the other thing, mate. But you crack on, mate. You crack on. But yeah, much love. I love you too, mate. Up the Villa. And yeah, much love to you, mate.
Cheers, thank you very much.
We did have a comment here from... I can't think who it was, but it was someone said Villa didn't do it. It was Stephen said we didn't manage it. City did. However, and you were at the game last night. How important was that point last night? In terms of the psychological aspect for Tottenham tonight's game, and just in terms of Villa kind of, you know, coming back and getting that point.
Oh, it was huge. A draw would have been enough for them to take it to the last game. And let's be clear, I know I've kind of been tongue-in-cheek saying Palace are going to win the league next season, but let's be clear right now, Palace, with our players running on empty, are probably the hardest team after Man City to play in the league at the moment on form. You would say that. Palace, Bournemouth, Man City. You'd probably say those three and Arsenal. So
yeah, that midfield that Crystal Palace have got at the moment, the front three, is just cooking at the minute.
Got some good defenders as well. And players that have been out of favour, sort of back in, like Klein, etc. Wharton's been brilliant. Mateta's been great. But so for Villa to do what we did, and particularly as well, when it looked like at one point we might lose it 4 or 5-1. You know, they had a couple of chances when it was 3-1. Do you know what I love about it as well? Like, you know, even players like Callum Chambers contributing with an assist, you know, he actually came on. I thought he did pretty well. He's pretty
made
solid.
A big difference. He won second balls, created a bit of a... I was saying this last night. I was saying this last night with regards to just Chambers being a different body. Like, he stopped Liverpool being able to play balls through just because he was a bigger presence than Douglas Luiz would be in that midfield. And then he allowed us to win second balls higher up the pitch and just kind of changed the mentality of the game just a little bit. Like, his passing wasn't amazing, but it was just being able to have a more of a physical presence. And that really does highlight the need for that physical presence in the midfield for us.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
You know, next season.
It really does. And let's be clear, like, to Callum Chambers, he's not even 30 yet. You know, he's only just turned 29, I think, to start of the year. He's played for England. If you think of three caps for England, obviously he's won the FA Cups. You know, he's clearly a decent player, which has obviously gone after it in the last few years. But you have to back these players to step in and do what they've done. I even think before he went away, players like Dendonka did a job at times. You know, you've got plenty of situations this season. Ramsey obviously didn't do as much as he wanted to, but obviously popped up with a few things this season. Rodgers came in and really contributed towards the end. Longley, I think, when Torres was out, obviously the job he did. Everybody has contributed. Duran last night. I mean, who'd have thought last night the difference makers would have been Chambers and Duran, really? And Stefan Ortega tonight. It's just, it just goes to show, doesn't it, that, you know, you've got to do, everyone's got to do their bit. Hello. All right, Max.
Hello, stranger.
Hello, how's it going?
Max, we've sang a Champions League song. So when you join the, you got to sing Champions League, ole ole.
Come on.
Do I have to? Is that, I feel like I don't want to do that. How many people?
If we give you a Champions League, you just got to give us an ole ole ole.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Champions League.
Ole ole.
Yeah. We'll have it.
That's about as exciting we'll get from you, Max, definitely. Yeah. awesome stuff.
One more person I mentioned as well in terms of the unsung heroes, but like Zaniolo went off last night, probably won't see him again. But how important is that point at West Ham? How important is that point at Sheffield United? Take those 2 points off, it's wide open still.
LG, Sheffield United, Chelsea, Brentford, huge points in the end.
Yeah, massive.
That last minute goal by Watkins at Bournemouth as well. What a crucial point that was.
Dean, your header at Luton in the last minute.
Honestly, it's absolutely mad. Guys, we've got 124 in the chat, and you know what? We've got the Up the Villa podcast going tonight, and we've got the Claret and Blue one going tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in to us and watching us as well. Hopefully you've got all of them on different laptops or phones or whatever. But yeah, please do smash the like button. We're on nearly 50 likes so far. If we can get to 100 tonight on the show, that would be amazing. So please do smash the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're new to the channel. We're over 3,800 on the road to 4K. Be brilliant if we could get there before the end of the season. I don't even know where to go with this. Let's talk the game today, because Man City, I mean, to give them their dues, Tottenham, you know, the fans were all on TalkSport today. You know, I'd say 90% of them are like, we don't want to win, we can't do a favour for Arsenal. But the players actually, Kev, did you know, they did actually show willing in the game, didn't they? And they did actually push on, and certainly that first half they caused City quite a few problems, and you could tell City were a little bit nervous.
I only saw it from about probably 70 minutes onwards when I got back.
Fair.
But from what I saw, they definitely were having a go at it. I tell you what, last night, driving back from the match last night, TalkSport was hilarious with Cundy and O'Hara. And they were like Spurs fans singing Blue Moon. And Cundy was like, I can't believe what's happening. Like, O'Hara singing Blue Moon. You know, you can't want your own team to lose. But and I did think, like, you know, obviously Ange came out and said what he said. But yeah, Spurs credit to them. You know, I think they gave it a go. They caused some problems. When Son went in one-on-one, I thought, right, this is game on now. This is game on, and Ortega stepped up. So, yeah, you give them credit. They didn't lie down.
No. Max, were you getting a little bit worried as the game was going on? I mean, some big saves, and they did have some chances, didn't they? And City were kind of giving the ball away a little bit, but you know, once Haaland stepped up in that second half, it was kind of done then.
Yeah, they looked like they wanted to score without really scoring. It was like the Son one. Any other day, he just buries that one from where he is. It seemed like they wanted to win, or looked like they were trying, but wasn't too bothered about the result in the end. It was a bit of a pretty boring game.
Strange atmosphere, wasn't it? Strange atmosphere really from the crowd.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting to see what would have happened had Spurs scored.
Yeah, I was waiting for.
Because, yeah, it would have been interesting to see what had happened. But I think, I think you've got to protect the integrity of the competition, haven't you? And that's certainly what they did. But, yeah, I mean, I'll say it again. We're in the Champions League, boys.
Yeah, and we're going to win it.
I knew you'd say that.
Someone's got to win it. Oh, no.
We don't get predictions in early.
We're not very good in cups, are we? European cups are all right. We get quite far in those, but we've got a good record on it. We got to the quarterfinals and we've won it, so you know, not bad. So I'm expecting at least the quarters next season.
Look,
there's a bit of banter. There's a Man United fan in the chat saying you go out the group stages and all that kind of stuff. Like, listen, you got to be in it to win it, haven't you? And you lot won't be. So, you know, never mind. But I think we'll have a go, won't we? We've got the right kind of manager for Europe. You got Valencia to the, Villarreal to the semi-finals of the Champions League with some notable scalps along the way. So, yeah, look. It's also reassuring for me to know that we've obviously dealt with European football already this season pretty well with the league form. So I think that gives us a lot of confidence.
Yeah, let's get in early, Jonathan, in the chat. Who do you want in the Champions League? He's saying Barcelona. Max?
Oh, I'd love Rosenborg away. I mean, just anyone. As long as you've got a few decent... I mean, the thing is now, it's this weird league format, so I'm pretty sure you don't play everyone home and away. You just play them once.
Eight games, don't you? Yeah, four home, four away.
As long as you get a few decent home ones in, I'm not... Like, I'd like a Real Madrid or Barca, like the obvious ones. And then... And we've had Ajax and stuff this year, so we've had a few decent ones this year, so have a few thrown in there next year. It'd be nice.
Kev?
Yeah, I think one of those big boys of Real, Barca, maybe one of the Milan teams, Bayern, some of those PSG. I think some of those teams.
Anyone?
I'd absolutely love it to see like Mings back, like absolutely bodying Mbappe. No, whether he's at Madrid or PSG, whatever next season, like have it. You know, you can just imagine McGinn just smashing into Rodrigo or Vinicius or something. Just the fans going mental for it. I just think brilliant. Yeah, it'd be great.
I quite fancy, you know, like a Portugal, you know, like a Porto or a Benfica or something. That'd be a good one for me. Or Sporting Lisbon. Who's in the chat? LG says if Dortmund can get to a final, why not us? He said he'd love a trip to Celtic. Also Dortmund. Not into, says Adamski. PSG, says Rich. Jonathan said I don't fancy Bellingham at B6. PJJ said Feyenoord. Peaky Villain said we're going to get the group of death, but I don't care. Bring it on. We're going to have some tough games. Someone said Celtic as well. Yeah,
no groups anymore, is it? No, it's like it's all one nice. Big. We'll have to do a.
It depends. Pod. Yeah, you go into certain categories, don't you? And then
the top eight qualify.
Can you still drop into the Europa League though if you're between certain? No,
not anymore.
No,
it's gone. Yeah.
So essentially, you just get eight matches, and then you can potentially go through to like the playoffs.
If anyone's played Football Manager, they'll know it better than anyone else.
Say that again.
If anyone's played Football Manager, they'll know it better than anyone else because it's been in that game for about 4 years.
Right. That's probably where they got it from.
I still maintain the Conference League defeat this season is a bit unfair because Olympiacos have played in Europa League before that, so they shouldn't really have been in the Conference League. So, you know, moral victory, we've won that as well.
Yeah, I'll take anything. Take anything.
Agreed. We won the Conference League. That's we're all agreed.
Can you update Wikipedia, Max, just after this?
Yeah, just get it sorted.
Yeah, cool.
Talking about awards night, obviously the players, what a night to have the awards night on as well. Like, I know they had the game on in the background. Ollie Watkins swept the boards. I think players player of the year and supporters player of the year, or Aston Villa's player of the year. Fully deserved, Kev.
Fully deserved. Absolutely. I know he's dropped off a bit in the last few weeks, as have probably a few of them. And disappointing. And I really do hope he gets a goal on the weekend. I'm interested if we get a penalty with half an hour to go, whether Doug, you'll go on. You have it, son. He's been tremendous. I still think he's top on assists in the league, which is just a phenomenal.
13, isn't he now?
Yeah, phenomenal achievement when you consider some of the players in that league who've got the talent of a Foden, an Odegaard, a De Bruyne, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And on top of that, he's bagged goals, you know, key goals at key times this season. He's been the front man that I really believe if Arsenal had this season, I think they probably would have won the league. Mm. And you could see he'd probably get in any team now, really would, other than maybe City, but I still think he'd play a lot of games for him. He's been fantastic. It's an unbelievable story as well. I don't think really we talk about enough, you know, certainly on this channel, but, you know, from Weston Supermare to Exeter to Brentford to come into Villa as a winger, come striker. Is he going to be good enough to get the negativity that he's had? Is he going to kick us on to the next level? We need to get someone else. Should Ings be the one starting? Ings goes, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We've got one striker. Well, it's turned out to be an absolute masterstroke in terms of the confidence that it's given him. And he's got to be an absolute shoo-in for the Euros squad. And I just hope he gets that 20th goal.
Yeah, I do. Max, we were talking about it last night on the pod. I said, I'm not sure if he gets it. I'd absolutely love him to do it. What do you think on Sunday?
It feels like he's trying that bit too hard at the minute. It's like I think it was Bournemouth at Villa Park. He looked like he was unreal at everything except from just scoring. He got two assists and ran their defenders ragged all day and just couldn't get that goal. Just maybe trying a bit too hard. But I mean, even if he doesn't get it, doesn't take anything away from the season he's had. You don't get 19 goals and 13 assists as an average player. It's a crazy season. I think he'll finish with most goal involvements anyway. So
yeah,
love him from a reward for that.
And also, I get it, right? You talk about Premier League, but he scored 27 goals this season. It's not like all those other goals don't count. You know, he scored goals in the Conference League. So it's a big competition as well. He's scored a hell of a lot of goals this season. So let's give him full credit. Do you know what though? I have to say my vote was Bailey. You know,
I had Martinez.
I voted Watkins. I gave it to Ollie. But
we'll do ours very soon. We'll do a top players and do our awards and that very soon. Probably next week or week after. So. Yeah, that'll be an enjoyable one. But
I was going to say, I do think for team of the season, Premier League, I would have Bailey in there, Watkins in there, and Martinez in there.
Yeah, interesting. Obviously, Neville and Carragher did theirs. I think Carragher put Martinez in, didn't he? And Neville put other way around. Yeah. But I think Bailey gets. I don't think Bailey gets the credit he deserves. You know,
I think he's the best wide player in the league.
Me too. I mean, he's playing with half a leg and he still never gives the ball away. He's still our main threat.
The way he retains possession, the way he just skips inside someone and always keeps it. He's absolutely been tremendous. That's a big, big part of his game this season. Obviously, the goals and the assists, but it's the way actually now that he very rarely gives the ball away. And he was quite lightweight, wasn't he? He was almost like you play Bailey away from home in the first season. You're thinking, this is a bit of a waste of time. I was going to say, actually, when you mentioned Watkins as well with the 27 goals, just while we're at it, just to kind of give a bit of a summary on some of the stats this season, some of the players. Watkins, 27 goals, 13 assists. So as we talk about in 2024, 40 goal involvements from Ollie Watkins. Bailey, 14 goals, 13 assists. Louise, 10 and 10. Diaby, 10 and 9. And Diaby, we've all been giving him a bit of grief, saying he's not had a great season and he's got 19 goal involvements. McGinn, 9 goals, 7 assists. Duran, 8 goals now. 8 goals. Kashi with 5 goals, 3 assists. Tielemans, 3 goals, 7 assists. Rodgers with 3. Zaniolo, 3. Moreno with 3. Dean, you got 2. Torres got 2 and a heap on 1. But all valuable, valuable. And we've never known anything like it, have we, in terms of some of these numbers as a team?
Honestly.
For Aston Villa, you know, we've scored, I think he's scored 76 goals this season, which is just absolutely brilliant. I mean, Newcastle have got 3 more than us, but other than that, it's only the top 3 that have scored more than us.
Yeah, I mean, it's as well. It's you've got to take the rough with the smooth. You know, we've had some huge scoring games. We've obviously conceded a fair few more goals this season, but for entertainment value and for just threat and quality and brilliant football and everything like that. It's unbelievable, Jeff. I keep saying unbelievable tonight instead of but you know, I'll settle for that. Massive shout out to Jim Quartermain, become a member of the channel. Fantastic, mate. I've put you in the drawer as well for the Louise print and key ring. So thank you very much. And you are now an official Villa Park Pod follower. And I think Alex wants to try and donate to the channel. There should be a dollar sign somewhere. I'm not sure if you're watching it on phone or if you're watching it on computer, but there should be a dollar sign or something like that that you need to click. That's if you click off the chat, it should be down the bottom or somewhere within the chat. But yeah, mate, thank you so much for your support. Nearly 150 in the chat as well. Amazing stuff, guys. Please keep hitting that like button and subscribe if you're new to the channel. We had a question from Duncan in the chat as well.
Oh, yeah. It's a fans forum, isn't it, tonight? Questions for
everyone? It's fans forum. Yeah, it's fans forum.
Oh, yeah. Something else happened to distract us.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that was. That's why I said there's hardly anything to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
Play the kids versus Crystal Palace. Question mark. What do you think, Max?
Play some of them, I suppose. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing people like Kellyman or Kane Kessler-Hayden get a few more minutes than they have been, but I can't. I mean, Unai Emery doesn't strike me as the kind of manager for sentiment in games, or in terms of playing, we've got nothing to play for kind of thing. I wouldn't mind seeing Kane Kessler-Hayden maybe. Maybe Chambers gets a start after his heroics, but and Duran actually. I'd like to see Duran start. I think he made I've been saying he should be starting for a few weeks now, and finally got a chance and made the impact.
Yeah, Steve 24/7 in the chat says now play full strength, high points total.
I agree.
Kev, are you of that opinion, or do you think kind of Duran? A lot of people talk about him getting more game time. Eric Bonham, Kester Hayden, Kellyman. What do you think?
I literally think what Steve 24/7 said is absolutely, you know, we've got an opportunity to get 70 plus points, which would just be a great achievement to do it. I think if the game's going our way, which again, the way Palace are playing, you know, if you're within 5 goals after 70 minutes, you're probably having a good day. But, you know, if there's an opportunity to give people a bit of a go, I think Max is right from a sentiment perspective. Because, you know, you'd like to think that in an ideal world, you could give long lay and, you know, a goodbye to everybody. But I don't think it's going to work.
Club legend.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Long laid Chambers, players that might go, give them an opportunity, wave to the away fans. But, you know, no, I think he'll
get bunker on.
Yeah, you've still got to go with, you've still got to put the you know, the respect into the competition. And I guess, what are we on now? 68 points. To break that 70-point barrier would be another you know, feather in our cap as well. As AVFC US says, 71 points. We need Duran to start to get us there. Peter Collins said, I'd like to see us get over 70 points. And that, again, would be a massive, massive, you know, achievement, wouldn't it? 10 points more than last season again, and even more progression. So, yeah, I do think one or two players might play. One or two, you know, Bailey, I think, has probably done himself enough to warrant a rest. So yeah, I can't see him maybe starting, but I think he will put a strong team out.
Yeah,
I've got to shout out Kelly as well. Even in Villa, I know I'm a Liverpool supporter, but hear me out. Villa deserves to be in the Champions League. See you there next season.
Yes, Kelly.
Fantastic. Yeah, Newcastle got 71 points last year. We want to match them at least. Come on, we've got to match Newcastle. And look, Crystal Palace are playing with a lot of freedom. It could be a really interesting game. It could be like, you know, a game quite attacking where both teams, shackles are off, Kev, you know, lots of attacking threat on display. Players just enjoying themselves playing football.
Yeah, and hopefully there'll be a bit of chat in Elise's ear, you know, at set pieces, you know. Come and join the Villa, Michael.
We're in Champions League.
Champions League, Luca Dean, you can have a bit of a chat with him in French. It's all set now. The wonderful thing about it is when Aston Villa have had a situation where we've, with a game to spare, done something, you know, think about recent years, right? Playoffs. I think we, you know, obviously we had the playoff games and we had the playoff final. I think we'd secured the playoffs maybe just before the end of the season. But then we stayed up on the last day of season. We qualified for Europe on the last day of season. You know, it's always been like nail-biting times to have a game where there's no pressure. We can't finish any higher, any lower against a really good team. Do you know what? A chance for us to let go a little bit, you know, break the shackles and actually show everyone what we're all about. Because I hope it won't be like a pre-season friendly. I hope both teams show what they can do. And as long as you do that and Ollie gets his 20th goal, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a Maltese West Ham fan in the chat as well. Well done, Villa. You've given the rest of us the belief that it's possible outside the greedy six. Yeah. And that's another thing as well, isn't it? That, you know, we want to make sure that we're giving that, you know, Newcastle have done it now, Villa have done it. And now we want to, you know, back that up. Because if Newcastle can get into Europe this season as well, Villa can back that up next season with doing it again and keep that progression going. You know, all this kind of talk of the Chelseas and the Man Uniteds, it'd just be dead, because we're then part of that force in the Premier League, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we absolutely are. I mean, Max, how old are you again, Max?
I'm 22, so I've seen some shite.
Yeah, but all you've really known is the Man Uniteds and the Chelseas and all those kind of teams. I mean, for you, I can remember a day, as I'm sure a lot of the fans in the chat can, when Chelsea, prior to Abramovich, were basically, you know, they were in the second division for a bit. Then they got promoted, I think, at the end of the 80s. I think when Villa got promoted at the end of the 80s, they got promoted. You know, they got all that money to make them this huge club. But really, go back 30 years, Chelsea were nothing, really. They won a couple of bits and bobs here and there. And now, you know, modern era football, Chelsea, Man United, all these big teams. Well, Man United are eighth, Chelsea are seventh. So, and I love that point from Morty's Hammer. It's so true. That you like to think that Newcastle did it last season, Villa this season. We're the beacon for those clubs to think, actually, you know what? Anything's possible. Blackburn did it in the mid-90s. Admittedly, they spent a lot of cash. Leicester was brilliant. I just think it builds that level of belief and it makes these other clubs think, maybe not all we're going to go our way. And let's be clear, there's still a little bit of concern for a lot of these clubs. Chelsea are going to be in some bother, I still think, with the FFP. All the think about their training ground now and what all that dodgy stuff going on with that, buying it themselves and all these massive contracts on these players. Man United, you know, they literally like the Blues ground. There's water coming through the roof. Oh,
yeah.
You know, and what's going to happen to them? And are they going to get a new manager? I mean, if they get Southgate, I'm not sure how that's going to work out for them. But they're nowhere near. And yeah, they're a big club and they're obviously going to get revenues, but their squad is way off it. And if we're going for a player and they're going for a player and we've got Champions League, then you'd think we'd like to think we'd beat them to it if we can afford it. So, yeah, I just love this new order, but particularly City have got to get punished somehow. They've got to. And when then obviously Klopp go in, I think it could be getting to the point where it's
going
to be.
Yeah, you know, it could be good. I've got to shout out Paul, one of the most positive viewers of the channel. Always predicts the wins, like big wins as well. But he said, "Hi, Rich, Kevin, Max, how are you? I'm in tears. Never thought I would see Villa be in the Champions League and now a chance to be one of the great teams. Get some big players now, improve our defence, midfield and a good striker support to Watkins and Duran." That actually brings me so nicely onto our next sort of topic, because we had a couple of questions around, you know, who do we you know, potentially bring in. And Max, I mean, this now confirming the Champions League, I'm sure Emery, Monchi and the board would have had, you know, targets if we don't qualify for Europe, targets if we qualify for the Conference League, targets if we qualify for the Europa League, and now targets that we're in the Champions League. What do you see happening with players?
We've been linked to quite a few, like, players that we've been linked to for ages, like Villarreal players and
like Baena, is it?
Yeah, and then with Elise and stuff like that. So those kind of, I mean, it's not really been linked to anyone like it, but I just would love us to sign some just like experienced players, like just like not necessarily big names, but the kind of players you sign, you think they might not be flashy, they might not be this and that, but for big games, they'll turn up and they'll put a shift in. And I think that's maybe what we missed in the Conference League. I know we had all our injuries and all that lot, and is what it is, but you can't get away from, especially in these big games against, if we're talking like Real Madrid and stuff like that, you've got to have these big, like nasty players who are going to bring that experience to the game, to tell everyone, it's like, just take, like, calm down kind of thing. So I know we seem to be linked to a lot of more, like, with Monchi, these younger kind of players, but I wouldn't mind a few, like, senior heads come through the door, similar to what we did in the Championship with, like, Whelan and Jednak, and these kind of players came in. Not that they started so much by the end of it, but by the time we got promoted, they were big names in the dressing room, and that those kind of players are going to be massive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Hermoso could be one that we bring in on a free, one or two other names. Yeah, Cloudy, the Chance of UFOs, that is amazing. That wreath on your profile, mate, I love it. Really, really, really smart, that. Yeah. And yes, Alex, $5 super chat. Thank you so much, mate. Amazing season. See you all in July, stateside. Yeah, when the club do their tour. Amazing stuff. Thank you very much, mate. Kev, yeah, I guess we've talked about this strong midfielder, and I do think Max is right. You know, potential experience coming in, especially with European football. We've seen that bit of naivety in the last few games in Europe in particular. You know, that kind of player who just settles the game down, settles the players down, you know, puts in a few, you know, nasty challenges here and there. I think that's what we kind of need. Like he says, you know, maybe one or two of those players sprinkled in with, you know, some of that quality, you know, maybe Gonçalves, Baena, you know, one or two others that come in, you know, big players.
Yeah, experience is the key now. We need some star quality, you know, Baena, Gonçalves, though, Frimpong, all the players we've had linked. Maybe some of those players are waiting to see what Villa were going to do. There's strong rumours that we are going to get Ross Barkley as well. That's a really big rumour that's been going around. I think he would, with the form this season, be a brilliant addition because he's, what, still only 30. He's got bags of experience.
Keeps possession. English
player, yeah. Obviously, free transfer as well, I think it'd be. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of sense behind that. If he can stay fit. And he has most of his season, to be clear. So, you know, you've got to give him the confidence there. But we do need, I think someone said it in the chat, we need a bit of a shithouse of a midfielder, don't we? And if you get Kamara back and then you've got that, I think the same in defence. You think about this team, right? If you put Mings in this team and Kamara, I honestly think we still would have been in with a title chance going back 6 weeks. Mings and Kamara alone would have made the difference in this team. You add probably maybe another striking option. Probably another option, you know, if you say you don't have Zaniolo, another option, obviously Buendia will come back in, but maybe there'll be another number 10. We just need experience now because there's been so many times when the squad's like, I do not want to see two goalies on the bench next season. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. And I think it's going to be a real mark of what Monchi can do now. Can he wheel deal? Can he move on some players on big wages, bring some other ones in, be clever? Because look, with what this team are doing, I don't want to sound like I'm losing my mind here, but I don't see any reason why we can't have a title charge next season. Why not? Why not?
Oh, no, I don't. I know we're being like kind of, you know, we're dropping some clangers here, I'm telling you, but we make the right signings. You know, I think it was Sam who kind of looked at the squad at the start of the season and said, you know, we've got a good squad here. Obviously, we've had some big injuries. Those players become fitter. We make the right additions. We don't have such a huge injury list that we've had before. What's to say we can't make a tilt? We were still in the title race up until March.
I remember putting a tweet out saying it's only tonight I've accepted it. Well, I think when we lost to Man City. Because, you know, it was like we still had to play a lot of the big teams. We beat Arsenal, didn't we, as well? We faded because of the squad basically creaking at the seams. That's the reason we faded. And maybe a little bit of experience and now, you know, towards the end.
They were tired, weren't they, Rich?
We didn't look tired yesterday when we scored them goals to get back in the game. I told you, and people hammered me when I said it's not tiredness that stops you from playing a pass 5 yards in front of you. It's not tiredness, it's mindset and momentum. And I'm telling you this now, we didn't look tired when Duran put that ball in, and we could have gone on and won the game. I know McGinn said, you know, the doubt out on the feet and all that, but it's about mindset. And that's what they train for. Now, that's why they go out to train in America in like the altitude. That's why they go and do that, because in the moments where you're at the business end of the season, you've got to keep your concentration, you've got to keep your shape, you know, and that's where it matters. So, yeah, I took an absolute hammering on Twitter for that. And I'm so glad I was proved right, in my opinion, anyway.
They are tired, aren't they? They are tired.
Don't even go there. Players used to be 11 players in a team. That was it. That was the squad. And the worst pitches possible. And no one talks about tiredness then. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Bit tired.
Absolute ridiculous.
Tired.
Sorry for that.
I'm not having it. I'm not having it. Jonathan says, not normally on Kev's level of optimism, but I think that winning the league has to be the ambition of the club. Only way for us to stay in the top four.
Yeah.
Well, I see if you go for it.
If you reach for the moon, you might land in the stars.
Yeah.
Hey.
Lots of people talk about Grealish.
Yes, please. That'd be crap. That'd be unbelievable. Twitter would be going off for weeks.
Wages, I think. Might be
wages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good job George isn't on the pod tonight. He'd be having a fit.
Wages, geez. Wages, mate. Wages.
Wages. Wages. what about kind of younger players then? You know, a lot of people, again, we had a question come through about Duran, you know, whether he deserves more minutes next season, whether he's going to stay with the club. And then I guess, you know, the players like Eric Bonham, what's his name coming back? Cameron Archer coming back.
The Croatian guy.
Nedeljkovic, yes.
Nedeljkovic.
It's going to be one to see over pre-season with him. But yeah, what do you think, Max, with some of the, I guess, the younger players, and whether they'll get more of an opportunity next season or deserve more of an opportunity?
Duran, I'd say if he wants to stay, then so I think it seems like Emery's happy saying, if you want to go, you can go, kind of thing, because him sulking all the time does get annoying. Even McGinn commented on it yesterday about him being a pain.
It is a bit of a nightmare.
If you want, it just depends on if they want to stay, because, I mean, I can see Archer going again, to be honest, because I don't think Emery backs him, because I think he would have stayed in the summer, realistically, if Emery thought he was someone for him. Tim hasn't got a chance, even with 4 million injuries. So I can't see where he fits in, other than maybe as a homegrown player for the quota to fill in.
Mm.
So, but I mean, you always want to see young players. I'm not up for Philogene coming back, like people are saying in the chat, because he's been good, and then he's been absolutely dreadful. Because not even Hull fans want him at the minute, because he's had such a crap end to the season.
Right. So, well, maybe his head was turned a little bit by some of the... I think Tottenham are interested in him.
Always the head's turned, isn't it? That's the one.
It's an easy one to say, isn't it? It is always an easy one.
If you're going to have tiredness, there's a bit of chat. I'm going to go, your head being turned, as in...
It's attitude.
There's Ronnie Bargy in the chat from Copenhagen, but he's just done his ACL, so he's out for... Christmas, so we don't want that. We don't need any more of them.
Yeah. What about you, Kev? Some of the younger players, do you think?
I think now, it's in our gift, isn't it now? Like what Villa want to do. I think now that who's going to want to leave? You'd be desperate to stay. Why would Duran want to leave? I mean, he might back himself, but you're in the Champions League now, mate. So you've got an opportunity. Who's saying you're going to get that same opportunity again? Or if you leave, you're going to go to a team that are going to give you Champions League football. And he will get minutes. You can see now he's definitely kicked on this season. And obviously he's had some valuable goals.
How many goals is he on now?
8 goals.
in all competitions.
8 goals in all comps, yeah, yeah. So that's obviously not a bad return for someone.
At Man City as well, didn't he? Scored at Man City, 2 goals against Liverpool.
He's got more goals more than Tony this season.
Palace.
In less minutes.
He's got the second best shots per goals ratio in the league.
Yeah, yeah. No, very good. Very good. Yeah. You know, just a little bit more kind of maturity. You don't want to take that character away from him, though, because that's what gets him. But just a little bit more and then...
Yeah, the unpredictability.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think of the others. I think he'll make money with sales from probably Iragbenham. Kessler Hayden might stick around.
Louis Barry's in talks with Stockport. I don't know whether we'll get a couple of million for him, something like
yeah.
that.
I think as well, like, I think, you know, hopefully you can get a bit of cash for Coutinho because he's been back fit, hasn't he, the last few months?
Yeah, saying like 8, I think it's 4 million euros for Sanson and then I think between 5 to 8 million or something for Coutinho.
And it all helps.
So if you can get 13, 14 million for those two players.
Well, you could have seen those two with how much they played. You could have gone on freeze at one point, you know, probably in an old era. The other youngsters, I think it depends how much he backs them. You think he'd probably be still too soon based on this season for a Rory Wilson. But obviously, there's some highly rated players coming through. Just to say how pre-season goes, maybe some of them, you know, go over the summer, they develop a bit more and maybe, you know, he gives them a chance. I don't think Philogene. I think we have to look at these players that are ripping up in the championship and think, you know what, it's very, very different at the top. We are at the top level.
We're at the top end now. Yeah, you've got to be unreal now to get in with a shot of the first team. And that's the standards that we've got to have. Yeah. How someone put in one of my WhatsApp groups there. What a turnaround for Morgan Rogers, Kev. within 5 months, he's gone from playing at Middlesbrough in the championship, mid-table in the championship, to killing it at Villa, scoring, you know, 3 goals in 4 goals in 5 games or whatever it was, to now he'll be playing Champions League football next season.
When he's fit, yeah. It's unbelievable. That second-tier podcast that did that thing saying Villa have basically had their pants pulled down by Middlesbrough. Are you watching? Can you hear me, second-tier podcast? Can you hear me? You're talking some hell of a bullshit. It's the worst take of all time. He's been an absolute phenomenon for Villa, really. He's been brilliant. Listen, you know, obviously he wasn't ripping up. Give them a bit of credit. He wasn't ripping up at Middlesbrough, but that's why I'm glad that Unai and Monchi did the scouting, because he's just been tremendous. It's a fantastic turnaround. I look at that turnaround, though, for a lot of these players. What a turnaround for the likes of Luiz. He couldn't even get in the team, you know, in the first game under Gerrard and, you know... It'd be great. Watkins wasn't in the team, you know, to have Mings and Buendia have missed the whole season. What a season to miss, but to come back, you know, would be fantastic. There's so many players, you know, Emi Martinez, the run he's been on in recent years, and he wanted to do something with Villa of significance, and he's done it. You know, he's been a massive part of that as well, considering he was a jobbing goalie until he was in his late 20s. So many of these players. Look at Cashy from the Championship.
John McGinn from Hibs and joined us in the Championship. I mean, that's...
Yeah. McGinn's
just a phenomenal... It's a John phenomenal McGinn made his debut
against Wigan. Now he's going to be in the Champions League.
Was it against Wigan, was it? Was it Wigan? Yeah, fantastic.
It's a phenomenal story for so many players. You know, Ezri Konsa, Emi Martinez, like you say, jobbing it around different clubs, going out on loan everywhere. Matty Cash, even, you know... John McGinn, like you say, Max, Ollie Watkins, you've already mentioned, Leon Bailey, you know, obviously he has got European experience, but it's just absolutely unbelievable. I still can't believe it. But yes, yeah, so many great stories, just fantastic. People talk about, like Matt says, does this mean no FFP issues now? I'm not sure. And then people talk about the prize money that we get for finishing fourth, and then obviously additional for Champions League. We talk about additional sponsorship, Max. And this is the next bit that I was going to talk about, you know, in terms of what's going on outside the ground and Adidas and all that. It just puts us in a different stratosphere with regards to everything. And that does it include increased costs, but the increased scrutiny and the increased money that comes in is obviously going to take us to different places as a club.
Yeah. Well, the only downside to it, I suppose, is you're going to be paying players more. I'm not sure about the players that are already there in terms of contract clauses to pay them more. based on achievement. But the players that we are signing are obviously going to be that level higher than they would have been. So they're obviously going to be paid more for that. But obviously more prize money, as you say, more revenue from the Champions League. If I imagine, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but if Adidas's training gear kits and everything are nice, then I'm gonna have be in debt. So
I think I don't buy Villa stuff, but I'll be buying stuff because I only wear Adidas.
There's people that buy it all anyway, no matter what it looks like. Never mind it looking nice. So if it looks nice, then God knows, because training, especially like Adidas, like training gear, just all they have to do is be simple and it's going to fly off the shelves. That's going to be however much.
Yeah.
They're obviously backing it enough to build the new club shop. I mean, I think Justin went in there from up the Villa and he said they were knocking it through into the warehouse and it was going to be one massive new club shop. So that they're obviously backing themselves to do it, because that club shop's been about the same since I've been alive, and pretty much I can't think of it being any different to what it is now. So they're backing themselves to do something with it. Chris Heck and he's master marketeering.
Kev, you go.
I was going to say, for those who've been around Birmingham the last few days, I mean, I was in Birmingham on Monday for work and then for the game, and just to see like the little advertising campaigns around, like, you know, the billboards and the, you know, the electronic sort of boards where you've got the Villa outline of the badge and the Villa colours and the Adidas logo in the middle. It's just obviously something's building. Max, you're absolutely right. I've got plenty of Villa, mostly training kit. And I think there's been some actually pretty nice stuff. I loved all the Luke Roper stuff. You know, obviously there's some pretty nice Cazoo stuff, but this is just a different level, isn't it now? It's a different level. FFP will be an issue, clearly. I think
Mark said in the chat, we don't get the Champions League money benefits until next season. But
I was going to say, do you want to know the numbers of Champions League, what you get?
Go for it.
So if you win a game in the league phase, you get 2.1 million euros. So
per win.
So imagine you won four out of eight, you won half of them. That's 8.5 million euros. A draw, you get 700,000 euros. If you get a top eight finish, you get another 2 million. If you get round of 16 qualification, which you think Villa, you think hopefully could do that, it's another 11 million euros. Quarterfinalist is 12.5 million. Semis, 15. Runners up 20 and winners. So it looks like we're going to get the winners one at 25 million. So, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. The league finishes being higher in the league, of course. The increased revenues by being a bigger team now, obviously global branding, obviously they'll have the pre-season tours. Hey, do you think there might be any kind of players coming in from maybe a big market, you know, like a big global market, like a big player from maybe the Asian market or something like that, where they might want to try and capitalize on that?
There hasn't been anything reported, as then Monchi and Emery don't strike me as being that type of like manager or scouting network. But you never know. You never know. John's in the chat there saying, Spurs fan here, told you weeks ago you would get Champions League. You have been great this season. Good luck.
Cheers, appreciate that.
Cheers, John. Much appreciated. Guys, over 160 in the chat. Please do smash the like button, hit the subscribe button if you're new to the channel. If you're a supporter of a different club and you want to help us, please do. We're on the road to 4,000 subscribers. If you want to become a member as well, as Jim has done tonight, please do click the join button. We're going to do our draw for the Douglas Luiz print and keyring set before the end of the show, so you can get in with a chance of winning that. And if you want to donate to the channel, as some people have very, very kindly done tonight, please do click the dollar sign and get your super chats in. And Big T was talking before about, and I know you've mentioned it before, Kev, but I just want to talk about it again. Why not? And Peter mentioned it. Emery has to get manager of the season. Peter says Emery manager of the year now, ? Max, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, we were going to say it should be the case, but I mean, Eddie Howe didn't win it last year, so that's basically the blueprint of what you're looking at in terms of a random kind of an outsider coming to win top four. I'm pretty sure it was Guardiola last year, probably. So I don't have it doesn't seem to be fair in anything, because I mean, Watkins isn't going to win, was on the list for the Premier League one, and then I mean, he's got a decent chance, because who were the other two? Was it Arteta, Iriola, and Guardiola? So the thing is with them, they're just popularity contests because the way they're set up is
top
just
as well. Yeah. Top three, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an online vote, like, so it's...
I think they still have a say, though, don't they? Like, it's a contribution to it.
I know for a fact that the player one isn't, because the player one, I only know this because it goes onto FIFA or whatever it's called, FC. So it's a fan-voted thing for the card that they get in the game.
Right.
So that one is purely fan-voted for that reason. But so the manager one, I'm not sure about, but it did have the same kind of voting system when you went onto the website to do it. So as much as he probably should win it for where he's taken us from to where we are now, it's probably just going to be whoever wins the league, which is probably going to be City now.
Well, you look at that point as well, you make Max, about Eddie Howe. They were bottom at Christmas, weren't they, the season before?
Yeah.
So, like, that was a phenomenal turnaround.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. he wasn't in with a sniff anyway, so it doesn't really... Those kind of things don't really bother me, because you're never going to win again. Those kind of things are still always going to be Big Six heavy, because they've got more fans.
Yeah, true. Very true. Very true. Massive shout out to Peter, $2 super chat up the Villa. Thank you very much, mate. Much, much appreciated. I mean, we know he deserves it, Kev, and you've already highlighted it. The turnaround, you know, 17th in the league. We all know it when he came in. Got us the momentum to finish 7th last season. Continue that momentum. I mean, the unbeaten record at home. I mean, we've totally forgotten about that. That doesn't get talked about anymore. Beating City and Arsenal, doing the double over Arsenal. Just some of the results, the working without injury, with the injuries, never talking about it, and the no excuse culture. I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. I think had we beat Olympiakos, and even if we said we got to the final of the Conference League, I think he'd have a real, real shot at it. But I just don't think he'd get it. I don't think he'll get it now. But like I say, it doesn't really matter too much, but I don't think he'll get it now.
No, he's got it in our eyes, hasn't he? And yeah. Yeah, I think it's the manner of also what he's done, you know, because as I sort of talked about earlier, but not that long ago, we were in the Championship. What was it, 5 years ago? And I know we sometimes use that point to go, oh, my God, we've lost a game. Everyone's saying we were in the Championship 5 years ago. But we've also got to use it in a positive sense and say, we were in the Championship 5 years ago. We stayed up for, you know, last game of the season. And we were languishing 18 months ago. Yeah, absolutely sensational. Good times are here. And more good times are ahead. And it's just such an exciting time to be an Aston Villa fan, isn't it? Because we've got some players also that are still in their absolute prime that have got years left. You know, not like a lot of these players are well into their 30s. You know, you've got some players, Martinez, McGinn, around about 30, obviously. Watkins is not 30 yet. You know, you've got Louise. Obviously, you've got plenty of other players in the team that you can see have got plenty of years left, as well as people that will bring through. Look at Kamara's a young man. Louise is young. You know, Morgan Rogers, Jacob Ramsey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Pau Torres is, what, mid-20s? So, yeah, I just think there's a lot of longevity there as well for this team. The good thing as well is it's pressure. You got to stay there.
Yeah. He knows. He's good with that as well, isn't he, at Emery? He'll continue to set the standards. And like we said, you know, Jonathan had said, like, if we want to continue that finishing in the top four, our aim has to be going for the league or whatever this season, or continuing that challenge. If we were in the Champions League, if we were in the race up until March, then be in the race up until end of April or beginning of May, you know, and give yourself the shot. That's what we've got to talk about. That's what we've got to be talking about now. Unbelievable stuff. Last couple of things. Peter mentions there, the fan base is growing. Champions League football will be fantastic for fan base growth. We talk about the Big Six, Max. How do you think the likes of Villa, maybe Newcastle, can capitalise on this? Because we've got some great players, you know, who are at an age of where they can start to get more popularity, the likes of Ollie Watkins, Douglas Luiz, Leon Bailey, you know, Emi Martinez, big name now. Can that attract the younger fans to grow the profile of the club? Because that is what it's all about. That's what Chris Heck's talking about, with getting more people over, getting more bums on seats, getting more eyes watching us. Do you think that can happen if we continue to raise the profile of the club?
Well, I mean, Tottenham are in there, and Tottenham haven't won or done much ever for since I've been alive anyway. I can't, and they're in that top six or that big six for just finish it. I mean, they on the Poch, they were a decent side and finishing the top four for however many seasons, but they didn't win anything. So I don't think it's like a thing that's... I mean, obviously, they've got the stadium and they were playing at Wembley and all these different players. But all you have, they just seem to build a good team that people could resonate with, and they grew that way. So I think it's possible. I don't think you'll ever get to... You'll never get to the level of, like, Chelsea, Man United, Man City, are obviously huge now because of all the stuff they're winning. But you can build your own fan base within reason. I mean, Newcastle are huge in their own right. Their stadium's packed to the rafters every week. It's not a crazy thing, but they've just got to keep to being about the match, to the fans that are there, and not necessarily always focus. I know Chris Heck is on about new expensive seats and stuff like that, but sometimes it's the 40,000 people that have been going since the championship that are going to make the difference at the end, quite a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, that the atmosphere in the ground is what makes people be attracted to the club. But Kev, do you see that? I mean, obviously people saying the Big Six is a media thing and all that kind of stuff, but do you see Villa really growing that fan base and attracting, you know, younger fans from other countries? Obviously we know Villa spreads wide, but just that reach getting even further?
I think it does, as long as you stay there or thereabouts.
To quote a certain other manager that we've had.
Yeah, that was mostly deliberate. It's a situation where Spurs wouldn't have been taught like this 30 years ago. They wouldn't have been. They just wouldn't, you know. And because they've been consistently around the Champions League for the last 10, 15 years, whatever, then that's why they're now talked about in these words. Same with Man City. Man City weren't getting talked about this when they were playing Gillingham in the, was it like circa the year 2000, what it was, early 2000s in the League One playoff final. But because they've been there or thereabouts for the last 15, 20 years, if we're still top four challenging, top four team consistently for the next 2, 3, 4 years, then yeah, I think it can happen. And I really think, you know, the thing I was going to say as well was, like, you know, we talk about these fans and some of the comments in the chat are brilliant. I think I'm thinking of the moments of, like, for the new fans, and that's what attracts people, because I still have it now. My lads' football team, there's a couple of kids who wear Man City tops and they're a bit Villa, but they're a bit Man City. But we're going to get more kids now that are going to want to be because of a Leon Bailey. You know, it's so funny, actually. Yes. When Bailey signed and he was this big star, like, my lad got Bailey on his back of his shirt. There's a period of time where I think he was a little bit reluctant to wear it because it's a bigger shirt. It still fits his sister, my girl. So, like, now you can wear that Bailey top with a bit of pride in the last year or two. But this is the kind of stuff for new fans. I mean, look at some of the comments. Scott UK put, I can't pop this up because I haven't got, if you do it. My last Champions League game was Rotterdam in the final. Rotterdam in the final.
Yeah.
There was another one further down where it was, where was it? It was Kevin Jeans, great name, Kev. My last European game was Juventus away in 83. It's been a while. Our fans have never seen this. This is magic. Magic. Absolutely. I mean, think about people being able to do this. You know, we'll be there in our Zimmer frames in 40 years' time doing the Villa Park podcast, you know, probably AI versions of us doing it. And there'll be somebody, Max will
still
be on there.
Still chasing 4,000 subscribers, apparently.
Yeah. We'll have 3,920. And Max will be there going, my last European game was 2025. Ajax away, or Milan at home. It's just a new generation of Villa fans that are going to get to do this now. And there's no reason why we can't. Think about the other thing. Again, we haven't mentioned this for ages, but all of these club like affiliations we're doing around the world, you know, from obviously ZFC and Rail Union and all the different other ones that we've got. So who's to say you can't start building it in other areas, get commercial revenues coming in. Adidas will certainly help with that in terms of the club. I mean, I'd like to see if any Villa fans have got any trips away, or the ones that live abroad, can you let us know in the chat? Will you start to see Villa merchandise like you do with other clubs in the Adidas stores? Are we big enough for that to be happening? It'd be great to see, wouldn't it?
Why is there a man in the chat calling us clowns?
I know. We've got the mods on it, though. We've got the mods. And T1 is back. Not seen her in the chat for ages.
T1.
Up the Bailey. He brought me to Villa. Love you guys now, even if he leaves. He's not leaving. No way. Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And yeah, amazing stuff. Boys, let's do the draw for the Douglas Luiz print and keyring. Let me just present my screen. Bear with me 2 seconds. So here we are. We've got our names in. We've got over 30 members now, which is just fantastic. So thank you, everyone, for your support. And we will try and do more of these competitions once a month if we can. So give me a countdown. 3, 2, 1, Max, please.
3, 2, 1.
Always enthusiastic. And our winner is Philip Murgatroyd. Thank you very much, mate. Well done. Congratulations. If you can get to us in the chat or get to us in on Twitter and DM us, then we can get that out to you. But thank you very much, mate.
Congrats.
Amazing stuff. Congratulations. Kev, final word to you. Let me just put this picture up.
Max is having a great time, man. He's sniggering away to himself.
He's loving it, Lee, in the comments.
I'm just getting slagged in the chat now.
So enthusiastic. Yeah. But yeah. Kev, qualified for the Champions League. Just final word with you, mate.
I think this is just absolutely wondrous. There's so many times lately, you know, being a Villa fan over the years, and those that maybe are a little bit older than Max. Max, I know you've seen some disappointment, but, you know, some of us have seen a fair bit more than that. You've seen some disappointment tonight, aren't you, in the chat? But I just think of all these days when we were nearly the team, you know, when me and Rich, about the time we were born, we were some of the guys in the chat went to some of these games. We were champions of Europe 4 or 5 years later. We're in the championship, but you know, we're in the Division Two. And then when I kind of get into football, I'm sure like Rich, similar sort of age, the late 80s, we have that run under Graham Taylor. We finish second, but never kick on. Then we nearly get relegated again. Then in 92, 93, we finish second again. Are we going to kick on? No. The next best finish we get is 95, 96. We finish fourth. Martin O'Neill, 6-6-6, never kick on. It just feels like such a new era now, but officially we've done something. It's great playing football. It's great being Man City at Arsenal. It's great having that home run. But to qualify for a competition with the competition we've had to do it in the league at home is absolutely momentous. And there's been so many times recently we think, oh my God, it's falling away. Remember that weekend where Spurs lost and then we beat Arsenal? Remember that when I think they lost to Newcastle and we felt momentum had gone and everyone's going, think about those Twitter, but bottle jobs, you've bottled it. Like, way to go to support your team. But like, you know, it's testament to this team that even though it's been tough at times, even though we've had the trials of Europe, you know, that week when we beat Bournemouth and Arsenal to really cement it when Spurs lost. And I just think that now we need to all... It's been a crazy season. We need to relax, enjoy the summer. There'll be plenty of content coming from us. Hopefully loads of transfer rumours and information about the Champions League, and we'll be doing stuff on the draw. But you know what? Like, this is a sensational achievement. And Villa fans, we've been through the mill over the years. Bloody enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, thank you very much. Amazing, amazing podcast tonight. We are in the Champions League. And we'll be back with plenty more shows this week. We've got a Talking Tactics special with Gareth tomorrow after the Liverpool, assessing the Liverpool game. So look out for that. Now it has extra, extra, extra achievement as well with it. We've got a Crystal Palace preview. More shows, season review, all that sort of stuff. So stay tuned to the channel. Make sure you hit the like button on your way out if you haven't already. Hit the subscribe button if you're new to the channel. Thank you for watching, and as always, remember, we all follow the Champions League
Villa. Come on.